The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, welcome back to The Blitz. Fred and A.J., and I'm John Granato with two legends here in the game. And I want to ask you guys, since this is What Are the Odds Wednesday, okay, Fred and AJ, I want to know what you guys think with all this crap going on with the Rockets. And it's not Fred and AJ, but they're just, you know what? They're like Fred and AJ to me. What are the odds that the Texans win more than eight games, Jer?
60% that they win over.
No way.
The betting total's 9, and before all this news, I thought they would hit it.
So you think that they're going to hit 9 this year, Josh?
Man, I'm with him. I mean, they're 9-7 every year, right? I mean, that's what they do. So yeah,
what's changed so much from last year that they wouldn't in your eyes? Because I know you're going to say that they're going to go 12
better. Better teams they're playing. They don't beat good teams. No. That's my problem with them this year. They're playing – this is the toughest schedule that they will have played. Okay, and they've got all this crap going on around them. God forbid anything happens to Deshaun. If – you know what? At their best, I think they're a 10-win team. So if it's 8, 8.5, I have to go under. If something happens to Deshaun, I'm a winner. You know that, right? Or – their cornerbacks or anything, because I'm not sure their corners are very good. I'm going under this year.
No, that's what worries me the most is the corners, especially the way the season starts with Breeze and Rivers. They're going to get shredded early. Even if Lonnie Johnson comes along, it's going to take them a while.
What if they beat Breeze? That'll be his best win, period.
Yeah. And that'll do so much for them, the confidence that they'll pick up. I'm taking the 7 points. What about you, John? 7 points in that opening game?
It's Monday Night Football, dude, in New Orleans.
What about you, John?
It scares me when John says no because he's usually pro.
Oh, yes. He's got Deshaun with 60
team.
Touchdowns.
I got him 15-1, losing this game by 20. Okay.
Now I'm scared.
You should be. I don't like him in this spot at all. And they start out slow, typically. 0-3 last year. You lost to the Titans with Blaine Gabbert early in the year, and you're going to go – beat Breeze in New Orleans?
What are the odds that the Rockets make the Western Conference Finals?
In this lifetime?
Next year.
Playing basketball?
With the way things are going, I'm saying 10%. I know you're saying that they're the favorites now.
I do. I think they're the favorites.
What makes you think that they're favorites now?
I don't
look
know.
At them. Look at them. Look at them. They're better.
What's around LeBron? Honestly, what are they going to put up? Okay, let's say they get Kemba. That's great.
Yep.
I love that. You're drinking Coors Light.
They both are.
How come I wasn't drinking Coors Light during our show?
That's on you.
That is on me.
Might because you start at 7 a.m. I don't know.
I don't care.
That plays a factor.
If you don't start in the morning, you can't be
you
drunk
can't
all
be
day.
You can't be drunk all
That's
day.
That's true.
I've heard that before. I don't know where.
We have special guest right now, not John Granato. You know John, but this is post golf tournament John Granato, and that's a whole different character.
Listen, I played with the guys who bought me today were the best guys. What is this, TPC it says?
Yes.
TPC. I played with Houston and Chris and AJ. Dude, I've never seen guys talk about wives and mothers and sisters. Holy crap. You hit a bad shot, you were getting destroyed. Destroyed by these guys. Every bad shot, you had to – if the worst shot on every shot, you had to chug a beer, shotgun a beer. You notice I'm not – these guys can't even talk. Okay?
They're not pros.
Thank God I can actually hit a golf ball.
How'd you play today?
Not bad. Not bad. But we had the best time. Wildcat is in awesome shape. Love Elmer and Tim. I'm going to tell you what. It wasn't – we had 108 players, right? We had two teams on every hole, and we didn't wait. We didn't wait on shots.
Wow, that's great.
It was unbelievable. It was a great, great day, despite 9,000 degrees. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. I had a great time. I got to thank Todd and Courtney. They did an unbelievable job of setting this up. And all the sponsors, they were just awesome. Just awesome. I don't want to interrupt your
and
show.
And Fajita Pizza's feeding everybody right now.
Look, there's a line.
Yeah, there's a line.
That's why I'm here. If there was no line, I wouldn't be talking to you. But there's a line, so I could sit here. But I don't want to interrupt your show.
No, you don't.
Good. You're a special guest here.
He's like not special. He's an interloper is what he is.
So I'm trying to – how about if I give them their – these guys got a show.
They've got –
they got one shot.
They've got a big shot here.
They're shot, and yeah. I came
and
in.
And it's only an hour plus in, and you've already taken it over.
I wasn't even invited.
No, you
just
sat down. They didn't send me out. Hey, go get Jonas. Come do a segment. I want to talk.
Listen.
He pulled up a seat. He said, I'm going to bring us back.
Yeah. I'll bring you guys back.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Fred and AJ, you guys are good. Are you guys not? You look like Fred a little bit.
The nose.
And you look. If you had less hair, you'd be AJ.
AJ. Yeah. I'll take that.
No.
Those guys are great.
I don't know how
you fight.
No.
But I don't know how you play poker.
Pretty good.
But you're in all black. You need a turtleneck, though. If you were Fred, you'd have a turtleneck.
And some sunglasses.
And a different style hat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, are you guys at all worried about Verlander with the 20 home runs?
I was talking about this earlier today. I mean, his ERA is still 2.5, right?
Because they're all single shots, you know, most of them. But regression to the mean, we use that in gambling, and we say, hey, we start off real hot, you better be sure that I'm going to cool off, and the opposite to him.
What worries me about Verlander, well, actually, it's probably a good thing. It's a lot of two-strike home runs when he doesn't have to come to the batter, and he's throwing fastballs over the plate with two strikes when he don't have to do that. At least that's something he can improve on.
Berkman was interesting when he said, man, I wouldn't throw it up there if I was him.
Me either.
I don't know why he's throwing it up there.
I don't get it. And I understand that he's got that riding fastball, but mix in the low pitch every now and then, low with the knees with the fastball.
Yeah, I hesitate to tell Justin Verlander how to pitch.
No, you should.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should.
You know what I'm saying?
You should go talk to him and tell him.
Listen, I'm going to – listen, can we sit down?
Yeah, we need to have a discussion. My thought. Does Brent Strom have the power to go, hey, Justin, maybe with two strikes, maybe you don't go high fastball.
I think
Who tells him? He does?
Oh, I think he does. I think Brent Strom would go to him, dude, really?
What are you doing here?
It's
20 home runs already.
What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. The curveball works really well off the high fastball because of the eye level. So it makes sense why Verlander's doing that. But why not mix it up? Spot the fastball at the knees every now and then. Just give them something else to think about.
What do you think about the Yankees, John, now that they're getting their bats and Encarnacion?
Okay, so I think it'll be one of the best playoff series we've ever seen. When the Astros have a full lineup with Yordan in it, Correa's back, Springer, Altuve, the Astros lineup against the Yankees lineup is going to be – that's going to be must-see. And Major League Baseball needs it. Did you guys see the report today about the most watched TV shows of – or all TV in 2018?
What was it?
64 NFL games were in the top 100.
NFL's king.
Major League Baseball had one. So I think – well, I think the Astros, I don't know what happened in 2017. I think it was probably more because of the Astros and Dodgers.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And Astros, Red Sox, Astros, whatever. I think they need something like this, like Astros, Yankees, and Dodgers to be really good. These are – now, the Astros, I think, are starting to become a national team.
Oh, yeah.
And the Yankees are the Yankees, and the Dodgers are the Dodgers. So I think it's going to be really, really good if they face off and have an epic series. And we're with a lot of runs scored.
What are the odds the Astros win that series?
I think 60-40. I really like our Astros.
I'm riding with you.
Yeah. I think our the pitching is better.
Yeah. Did the Twins worry you at all? Man, they just keep rolling.
They do. They do. Maybe it'll catch. I don't know. That, you know what? I'm hoping the Astros have the best record, which is why this little – all these little runs right now could hurt at the end. If the Astros had the best record, they get the wild card. I'd love to see the Yankees and Minnesota face off in the first round. Go ahead. Yeah. You can have them.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll take the wild. Well, I'd rather have the Red Sox than the Yankees or the Twins.
Me too.
Yeah, right now. No, I'm with you. What do you think? Getting swept by the Reds, big deal, not a big deal?
The Astros got swept by the White Sox last year, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? No, it's a June sweep. Who cares?
Nice to see Altuve back today. 0-for-4, but we were kind of worried, is he even okay with the leg?
Well, he said he saw himself running. He didn't even realize how bad he looked. He said, man, what the hell?
Wow.
Man, I see why everybody's concerned, but I'm okay. I feel good. So if he feels good, you got to feel good.
He's got to knock the rust off.
You can't
bit.
Feel good that the only way you can get on the blitz is if they have fill-ins because they don't want you on
I'm
the show,
getting
period.
On the blitz Monday, by the way.
You are? They're going to let you
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen?
Oh, by the way, I'll bring Coors Light to it, too.
I'm sure you will. And, oh, by the way, I won't hear a word of it.
No.
No.
AJ said you have to
I don't know.
It.
No, AJ said I'm untouchable. Yeah, he didn't
I
say anything
that.
About me producing anything.
Oh, how about that?
He's bulletproof.
There's
now.
Only
yeah.
one untouchable at the station. It's Dell.
But
look at how dark I am, though. You guys think I could be on?
See, I think it's
Jerry. You're kind of. Dark
I think
there.
It's in the. Yeah,
I could very well be.
I
fired.
Think it's the reverse.
No, you can't be fired. Dark meat.
No, I think it's the reverse. When
dark
the,
meat.
When the AD comes out and gives a vote of confidence, that's when you're done.
That could be.
That's when you're
Listen,
done.
Yeah. We can't fire him. Guess what happens?
He gets fired.
What'd Tepper say? You're out.
He didn't rub his forearm and say, I'm out.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No,
he said, oh, sorry.
No, what he said was, I could learn from this, is what he said. I still remember what he said.
he said
yes, maybe you'll learn from this. You can learn from this.
No, he said, Brian Gain, try to learn from me. Okay? But he didn't.
What did Brian Gain do that
got
him in hot water?
Guess what? Guess what Brian Gain did?
Getting sued over it, or at least the Texans
all right,
are.
We got to take a break.
Yeah, maybe.
Live from Wildcat
You're
Golf
not, this
Club.
This isn't your show.
Why can't I do it?
Because the line is gone. Go stand in line.
John's pinch hitting for
Gosh,
us.
I can't bring it in and out.
No.
Del won't. See?
Beat it.
What a dictator. He's like little Hitler.
That is aggressive.
Del's okay. thinking, I can't get away from
I
him.
I was going to go Idi Amin.
Okay. No. You're baby Hitler.
I'm not baby Hitler. Yeah.
The guys I was playing with. They were like,
apparently one guy does not like me at all.
Screw Dell.
For whatever reason.
He's like, oh, we got to go meet him. Oh, you got to go tell him. Screw Dell.
He didn't say that to my face.
No, he didn't.
No.
But he felt that way.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Because he's a nice guy.
No. He's a phony is what he is. You can't be out on the courts talking that noise, and then when you see me, just shake my hand.
Screw Dell. You know what I thought? Yeah, I thought to myself, you know, I like this guy.
You wanted to adopt him, didn't you?
I was like, this is my guy right
here.
Yeah. He said, screw Dell. That's what I'm all about.
Get all out right. of here, John.
Taking a break right here from Wildcat on the Blitz, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back. No Fred, no A.J. Money Line's in the building. Josh Jordan, Jerry Bonos, and a bunch of special guests just stopping by.
Yeah, we got Dell here. We got Aaron back in studio, and hey, Jerry, what are the odds that John Granato dropping by made the show better? 100%.
100%.
Yep.
Well, according to the text line, they hate us.
What?
Say, one of them said, this is bad radio.
Uh-oh.
Another one said, tell John to shut the F up.
What?
And another one said, please get AJ and Fred back. So, according to these, they don't like us.
For the text line, just realize, AJ and Fred don't care about you. They both decided to take the day off. With a big event, I'll admit it was rescheduled, so maybe they had these days off in the past. But when they take days off, it means they don't like you. So when you when you take shots at the people replacing them, realize AJ and Fred ain't thinking about you. Not at all. You think they have had one thought about you on their day off? None. Save the energy for something else. AJ and Fred don't care about you.
Mic drop. But we're going to keep rocking it the way we know how. For the ones that do love it, hey, we had Booker on. Go back and check that out for sure. And, John, you don't want to miss. Like I said, John Granato is one guy you know, but you don't know post-golf tournament, John. That's a whole different story.
That's a different one.
You've heard about beer chugging, double fisting. He just had three Coors Lights in his hand. Did you catch that?
I did catch that. And I could tell he might have had one or two before.
Actually,
he
has three right now in his hand. I'm looking at him. Two. That's take skill, what he's doing, holding them like that. That's the sign of experience.
No doubt about it. How could it go wrong? I mean, we have the number one morning show, and we have two-thirds of the morning show on with us, so that's pretty good in my opinion.
Let's get a little bit serious here. We've had a little fun, but let's go back to football here. And Lamar Jackson came out and said that he felt last year there was games where he wasn't in command, okay? And we know last year, historically, he had more rush attempts than any quarterback ever.
Sure.
My question is now, Kyler Murray, people are saying, oh, he's a fantastic scrambler. What are the odds that Kyler Murray can sustain the beating that Lamar Jackson had to take this year?
Ooh. I'm going to say 75% because I don't think he's going to take as many hits. He's really good at avoiding the big hit, man. That's one of his specialties. That's what a lot of people talked about when he came out. He's got that Russell Wilson thing down where he can slide and he can get rid of the ball. So I'm kind of high on him this year, to tell you the truth.
He's moving up draft boards.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
Let me ask you something. Dell, you're a big college guy. Kingsbury said that he's going to run no back sets most of the time. He said if he has to, he'll split out Johnson out wide and go with it like that if he has to. Does that work? Do you knowing Kingsbury's history in college, will that translate over?
The one thing, it's weird to talk about Cliff Kingsbury only because he's never been at a talent advantage, except really for quarterback. He's had great quarterbacks, but when he's coached, well, as a head coach of Tech, generally they aren't the most talented team on the field, particularly in Big 12 play. Now, you can point to certain games where you might think you shouldn't have lost, but I don't know how to evaluate Cliff Kingsbury as a coach because you would think, well, if you are head coach, NFL head coach material, would you have not manufactured a way to win more games? I mean, everyone they point to is, how do you only win, what was it, 5 games with Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
That's everything. That's what you point to when you say, how can that guy be capable of running an NFL team? But he's never had a talent advantage, so I don't know what he is. But I will say, that's that fancy talk, Steve Spurrier had that mindset too. And eventually, even Steve Spurrier had to say, we might need to run the football a little bit. So I'm sure he will try it. And if it works, great. Maybe he revolutionizes the NFL one more time. But I can see him maybe coming to a senses if it stops working. If you're going 3 and out because you're not giving David Johnson the football and your defense is back on the field and you're in the midst of going 2 and 9, then you might start running. Maybe you decide to save your quarterback for the rest of the year, start running the ball. But I think he'll try it, and then we'll see how it goes.
It'll probably work early.
Sure.
You know, I'm guessing. And then you remember when Cam Newton hit the league, he was ripping it up his first few games, going over 400 yards. And then eventually people kind of figure out what you're doing a little bit.
It's interesting because you bring up that maybe some people think what Cliff does is a gimmick. But gimmicks, if you want to call them that, work initially. I mean, you can go back all the way to 2008. My favorite team, the Dolphins, broke out the Wildcat and used it to go win a division title with Chad Pennington. The next year, it didn't work. Now, Cliff's offense is a little bit more substantial than the Wildcats, certainly. Throwing the football down the field is always going to be something you can do. But the five wide stuff, the no back stuff works until it doesn't, until your quarterback's taking a beating. We'll see what he does to protect Kyler. I don't care so much about the five wides. And if he's getting the ball quick and Kyler's not taking hits, that's fine. But I want to see if he's asking his quarterback to hold the football. I think some of that running gun stuff might change.
Okay, and sticking to the theme of quarterbacks and changing systems, talk out of Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers pops up again. I haven't liked this offseason for Aaron Rodgers, the image that he's getting. But as far as this, he might be right here. Matt LaFleur is in now there, and Aaron Rodgers is saying, I want to still be able to audible at the line. That's one of my strengths. LaFleur says, in the systems that I've learned from, and Shanahan, that doesn't really work. We're going to have to figure this out.
We dealt with that when Matt Schaub was here, remember? And he didn't have a whole lot of flexibility at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, it's a similar system. So that makes a lot of sense.
That's where he picked it up as we're working here.
But, I mean, you got Aaron Rodgers. You got to work around what your talent is. And, look, if he sees something, you got to trust him. I mean, that's a dude right there.
They said under McCarthy, he was checking out at approximately 30% of the plays.
And there's an argument to be made, right, that if he plays within the offense, maybe he won't take as many hits, which it's been a problem for him staying healthy. And, you know, there's been some articles about him and Brett Favre recently, and that basically Aaron Rodgers is the same age that Favre was when he got drafted to the team. It's crazy to think it's been that many years, but it has. I don't think it's a bad idea to try and protect Aaron a little more, have him get the ball out on time and not just, you know, keep kind of rolling out and waiting for things to happen. Him getting the ball out of his hand quicker might prolong his career a little bit.
But has Rodgers become his own worst enemy with this style? Because, like I said, at that point, the game plan's out the door, and he's going to be checking out. And maybe it was him and Mike McCarthy thinking, maybe this can be fixed. Maybe he has a little bit more trust on the floor. But what if he doesn't?
It's interesting because that division's going to be pretty damn good. You know, I don't think these are scare anybody, but the Bears and the Vikings are good, and they've got good defenses. So, look, it's a new offense. It's going to take a while for things to kind of flow and get going, and I think they're going to go through some growing pains.
Pain is right for a quarterback that broke his back last year, they say. How truthful can this be? Stafford playing with a broken back last season?
Well, he's a guy that, man, he starts, he plays. He's a durable guy, and he probably doesn't get enough credit for how tough he is and how much he plays. But it doesn't surprise me. According to the report, it all checks out. And, you know, good for him to continue to play. But he's another guy. They got to protect him better.
They're saying he broke his a few bones in his back and decided to play like that after the loss, the Week 13 loss to the Rams, but still started all the games. And I've never been a Stafford fan, to be honest with you.
No, I mean,
you know what you get with him.
You do, and now that he doesn't have Megatron anymore, it's just – it's not the same. It's not, and they still haven't found a way to run the ball. They tried to address that, but it just didn't work. They had more injuries. They need to run the ball better. They really do. They have to find a way to create some more balance in that offense.
You remember you would always see that stat of consecutive games without 100-yard rushers, and
yes,
it's just insane that that's the way they play, though.
It is, and you would think with Matt Patricia being there that he's a defensive guy, they're going to try and run the ball a little bit more. And I think that was the plan with the Kerryon Johnson pick, and he was good for a while, but once again, he got hurt.
That's terrible.
You mentioned not liking him. I was thinking about it as you guys are talking. He's like this less disrespected version of Jay Cutler in my eyes. he doesn't make the same mind-numbing decisions as Jay, but you look at all the talent that you see in that arm and the way he can throw from different arm slots, and he's probably certainly – I remember it was really early in his career. I don't know if he was a rookie or not. He separated his shoulder on a final drive of the game, led the drive. He could barely hold – it was his left shoulder, I think. He could barely hold it by himself, and he led him down the field for a touchdown to win the game. So toughness is certainly not something he doesn't lack, which Jay Cutler got criticized when the Bears were on their playoff run when he missed the – when Caleb Haney had to be their quarterback for a little bit, I think that was the name. But I look at him and think, what? He's Jay Cutler to me. Without the naked smoking is pretty much what he is.
Not as much resting bitch face. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it happens to play in the same division. Probably as talented as any quarterback you're going to see in the league. And it just, for whatever reason, it hasn't come together in Detroit. And usually when you're that type of guy, that type of talent, somehow, some way, you're lifting the level of your teammates, and he hasn't done much of that.
No, I agree.
I don't like him a bit. I'm not a fan of him at all, to be honest. Not even in college, though, to be honest with you. I was never really a fan, and that's what you get, though, in Detroit. That's
what are the odds they finish in last in that division?
Real high.
Yeah,
that division
right?
is tough. That's one of the toughest divisions, if not the toughest.
Saying like 90%.
90%.
Vikings, Bears, Packers? Yeah.
What if Favre comes back to the Packers after that?
I saw that.
You saw how quick it got taken down, and then they said he was hacked.
Yep.
But the internet runs quick with things.
It does.
We'll be back on the Blitz. You're listening to Moneyline as we fill in on ESPN 97.5. 1, 2, what you doing? I've been jumping through some hoops. Wanna get
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to The Blitz. No Fred, no A.J. Jerry Bowe, Josh Jordan, my man Dale out here, and Aaron back in the studio keeping us on air. Appreciate y'all listening to us today as we're live from Wildcat Golf Course. ESPN and 97.5 Occasional Invitational went off today. It was a success by the look of things, by the sound of John. He's got a party going in there.
Oh, man. He's holding court, man.
He's holding court. You got John, post-tournament John, with a crowd of other Coors Light drinkers. A
little bit.
And it's a riot in there.
It is. It's everything you would think it would be.
Make sure that you go back and catch any part of the show that you missed on Podcast Arena. You can also stream us on the app right now. I know that I've heard that there's a couple problems going on, people not liking us. But, hey, we are going to throw the punches right back.
You got to do it. Give us a follow at Moneyline97.5. Check us out on Twitter.
Well, I wanted to get into something a little non-sportsy here. And so a study was done, a study of what music that was listened to, and according to what music, what your sexual preferences were as far as the style that you bring to the table.
Okay,
a thousand people were interviewed. 25% of folk music listeners, let's start right there, cry during sex.
That had to be the chalk, right? That had to be the favorite.
Have you ever cried during sex listening to folk music?
I've never done any of those things, Jerry. I'm not judging anybody that does, but it's usually not the emotion that I'm experiencing at that moment.
How about fans of the hip-hop, right? Hip-hop fans, 40% out of that 1,000, they enjoy doggy style. That makes sense. Shout out to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's kind of a trailblazer for that. He kind of let everybody know what the standard was, and everybody followed suit.
And then this is where Josh Jordan comes in, the heavy metal fans. The reverse cowgirl is the winner for you.
I'm just saying that the study has some accurate points it's making out there.
What I thought was weird about this whole study, not that crying to folk music isn't weird, but out of this 1,000, 17% of the respondents said they've worn AirPods during intercourse.
And see, that's what's kind of interesting, right?
Like AirPods?
Yeah. I mean, that is a selfish lover right there, right? Like, they've got AirPods on in the middle of doing it. Like, they're completely checked out.
1,010 people were interviewed. That means 171 say they have had AirPods on. What is going on?
You know, you hear about people maybe, you know, watching some adult movies while they're in the middle of it, but they're watching that together.
Yeah, what's the odds of Raheel having sex over under on with AirPods on?
With AirPods,
he's an AirPod guy.
Well, he's into technology, so I mean that does make some sense. But I don't know. I mean, how selfish do you have to be? I mean, look, if that does it for you, great. But I mean, you're not even really present. But you know, maybe if you've been married for a million years and it's not that great, you want to escape a little bit.
I thought it was interesting, though, because it makes sense, though. You know what I mean? With the hip-hop part. And then they said with electronic dance music, they're most into fetishes, which also makes sense.
That totally checks out. I mean, they're probably, you know, rolling on ecstasy while it's going
love,
on anyway.
Peace and happiness,
yeah,
man.
You know, so they got to have that beat going, that, you know, something like that. That checks out.
Let's did you hear about the Tom Cruise and Bieber fight?
Of course. How could you miss that?
Well, at first, whenever I thought, I said, this is far-fetched.
Yeah.
Right? How are they going to get this to happen? But you thought to yourself, if they do, if they somehow pull this off, it's a money tree.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me you wouldn't bet on that.
I would bet on it. I would watch it. Oh. Speaking of betting on it, who would you take?
Man, I know he's older, but I got to go with Tom Cruise,
I'm going Tom Cruise as well.
He's a little shorter, so the reach isn't as good.
He's got that old man strength.
He does, and all those stunts. I mean, he breaks a hip almost every movie, I'm pretty sure. So, you know he's got a good pain tolerance.
Well, Dana White has stepped in now, and he says if there's any truth to it, he would love to have it. It sounded a little bit like this. Well, technical difficulties with no worry about it.
Dana's a little embarrassed.
But I'm just going to tell you that I got a phone call from a couple of real guys who said that they really do want to do this fight and they believe that Tom Cruise would do the fight. And I told them, well, I'll tell you this, if that's true and everybody involved in this thing really wants to do it, we can talk.
There's a lot of money and promotion, I think, to be had here. Will you do your Dana White, will you work your Dana White magic and try to make this happen?
That would be the easiest fight to ever promote in the history of my career.
He's not wrong. I mean, everybody would watch that.
I would watch it. How much would you pay? $30? $40? You get into the McGregor, Floyd prices? Because that was insane.
Yeah, I mean,
$29.99.
Don't tell me
with a free pizza.
People would pay $100 to see that fight. I really think so.
For sure. I know, I'm betting it.
Yeah.
The degenerate in me is betting it.
All right. What? How do you handicap it? You got Cruz too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely Cruz. I don't see Bieber. I can't picture Bieber whooping on Cruz and just.
So are we going like MMA here? Is this like boxing?
It's got to be street fight.
Street fight.
They got to do it blood sport style, though. Like, you can bring anything. Not even, you know what I mean? Just anything. You want to dip your knuckles in glass, whatever. We can do that, too.
Going blood sport?
Yeah, we'll go blood sport. They should blood sport it.
Oh, dude. You couldn't ask for anything more entertaining.
If you could bring a weapon to that, what would be Bieber's weapon? Not guns and knives involved. We're talking about anything not guns involved. What do you think Bieber goes for first?
Dude, he's the kind of guy that would try and, like, dance battle you. That's why I think Cruz would just destroy him. I mean, what's Bieber going to bring? Is he going to fight you with, like, a joint or some kind of...
Look, we know he's bringing a bat.
He's bringing a bat?
I mean, it's the easiest option to grab. He probably thinks he could use it on Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise would murk Justin Bieber. The thought of it is so entertaining to me. I don't know what Tom Cruise would do, but you know Tom Cruise, he has had so much training because of all the roles. And you know that dude gets so locked into a role. He probably has martial arts moves that no one has ever seen before.
Yeah.
Oh, but Bieber's going to stab him in the eye with like a vape pen.
Boom. I get the hipster doofus Bieber stuff you're talking about.
Cruise comes out with the belt. He does that old school move where it's just to scare him and... He'll put some kind of choke move, like you said. He's got some moves that we don't know about.
It is one of the oddest random challenges I've ever seen before. And it set people off. So I think they're like 35 years or 30, however people have done that. Which celebrity who's older than you by that much, that many years, would you fight? Look, I didn't even look it up because the dude would be in his 70s. But Tom Cruise would kill Justin Bieber.
Well, he did that movie Far and Away where he was the bare knuckles boxer guy with Nicole Kidman. So...
I was excited about Soulja Boy and Chris Brown way back when, and that never happened. I'm interested in this one.
Yeah, we never get the good stuff, do we?
Bieber's just angling to be in the next Tom Cruise movie. When The Day After Tomorrow 2 comes out, I feel like Bieber wants in.
I think you're probably right.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and talk anything. If you want to, who would you bet on? What kind of weapon do you think Bieber brings to the table? We'd love to hear about it. You're listening to the Moneyline team as they fill in for the Blitz live from Wildcat Golf Course. We'll be right back.
All right. Yo, Pat, I don't think they're going to play it.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to the Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to The Blitz. No Fred, no AJ, Josh Jordan, Jerry Bow knows with a Z. I'm out of Twitter jail.
In case you are.
People listening, if you don't know, Twitter, as we saw with the Rockets, they'll suspend you just for putting on music in the background.
Yep.
Well, I've been suspended.
Three times now?
Yeah. Every time I'm doing good, I'm a man of the people, okay? If you don't listen to our show, we're Moneyline on Sundays, 10 to noon. During football, we give out picks. We give out fantasy football opinions.
Yep.
We give out lineups for DraftKings. We do a little bit of everything. I'm a man of the people. I give picks out for a living. That's what I do. I like to bust the bookies up. Every time I get on a good roll, here comes Twitter locking me up, throwing away the keys. This last time they locked me up for 35 days, I'm out. Community service. It feels good, but I'm back.
You're picking up trash on the side of the freeway.
I'm picking
out
up trash. I was picking up trash out here. But I'm back, and it feels good. Again, be careful with the Twitter and the way they'll try to suspend you because somebody like me, they keep putting me in jail. I went back and deleted every one of my tweets. It was like 13,000 tweets. I had to buy a program, $10. On top, I didn't even tell you, so my phone bill came in, $248 for those calls to England. Oh. So someone in England, last time it was Germany, this time it was England, they're the ones that reported me. I call them. They put me on hold. I said, I need to talk to whoever's in charge of the Twitter, suspensions. They say, please hold. Then she comes back. She's like, who was it that you needed to talk to? Then she told me on hold even longer. This whole time, they've been charging me up. And now I got this big phone bill. So thanks a lot. I had to pay to get my freedom.
This sounds like a scam. I bet Twitter's getting like a cut of this stuff.
They're getting
it. That would make so much sense, right?
Remember when they got me in Germany?
Yeah.
The guys would answer in German, and I would answer them. I would hit them with Du hast.
Yeah.
Du hast, Mitch. And that's it. And never got to the bottom of it. Another $180 bill. Mm. And it's just tough. It's just tough. But, again, we're free, and here we are.
Maybe it's like a rival bookie, you know? Doesn't want you giving people picks. He's not happy that you're making everybody money. By the way, Jerry went like 75% on the NBA Finals. So if you like to get down with some gambling, at Jerry Bow Knows with the Z, he writes for SportsMap every week. So, hey, Fred, he plugs SportsMap. I'm going to plug it too. Jerry and I both write for SportsMap, do videos. I'm one of the editors for the site as well. If you're into any kind of gambling picks, Jerry writes for it every week. I do a lot of fantasy football stuff during football season, mock drafts, whatever. So get over to SportsMap. We've got a lot of great stuff. Got some really good videos coming out this week. John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Raheel Ramzanali. It's coming out, so stay tuned this week. They're about to drop.
And we know the blitzers, and we know that, hey, the degenerates, right? The degenerate gamblers, right? So
yeah.
If you're a gambler, I'm telling you, you want to listen to me and the show and Josh's Fantasy Football Advice because this is what I do. It's what I do for a living. I try to put out picks daily. Our Sunday show consists of just that. And that's what we try to, again, I'll be giving out picks all day long on SportsMap. Make sure you check out all the articles. They're updated all the time. Most people that give you picks, they'll say, hey, tonight I like this game. Me, I'm hitting half times with you. I'm hitting live bets. And I'm trying to get you on the right side of the books because, again, it's us against the books. It's not like we're competing against each other. And 3 hours would do us no justice. I thought about how can I even get on this show and let the blitzers know, like, hey, this is what I do. This is what I know. I know y'all listen to AJ and Fred because, you know, they're big gamblers. And this is how I've gotten real close. This was my knack into radio was gambling. You know, I mean, I knew how to gamble when I got into radio, but I didn't want to be just that. I want to be a guy that does radio that knows gambling, if that makes sense. But at this point, I'm trying to show you the angle of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars lost. A lot of people out there that know me that are listening right now can say, yeah, I mean, I've helped that dude many times because he's been trying 15 years now on this stuff, and finally he got enough gas in the tank to go. So if you want to ride with me, you're more than welcome to.
No doubt. I'm betting way more now because of Jerry. A lot of people think that's a bad thing, but I'm actually winning. So it's proof in the pudding. Like, you can win. You can and, beat the bookie.
And speaking of betting, we'll give out some bets as far as we'll talk a little bit about the win total for a team picking one. I got a couple of stats, historical trends that will tell you why you should or should not bet on Zion this year. Will they beat the team total? The team, will they do that? When's the last team that did it? I got a bunch of stats. We'll get into that next segment. But for now, let's get into the gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Bannock Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Gem of the Day comes. The headline read, drug dealer jailed after printing his own name on drugs. Now, I don't know what would possess you to do that, but police have been alerted to Best, his last name is Best, activities by trading standards who were conducted a search of standard lockups in Worthing. So basically, they did a standard search of storage units in Worthing, and they found a bunch of drugs, a bunch of bags of weed. They later identified the owner of the storage unit using the prevention enforcement team, and this guy had a yacht at Britton Marina. So they started, they've been searching him. They went to his boat to investigate there because they say if this guy is holding storage unit drugs, what's not to say that this yacht's used for something? Well, they went to the yacht, they found drugs, and it has his name on it. Who does that?
That's unbelievable. I mean, you see people being dumb and, you know, what do we call it, self-snitching and, you know, on Instagram doing something stupid. But putting your name on your drugs?
Even worse, though, this guy's gets better. So he did the right thing. He said, you know what, I'm an idiot. I'm going to turn myself in for this. I can't be on the run my whole life. He turns himself in, arriving with a bag, and he said he packed in his case just in case he was, in case he remained in custody. Well, there was another bag in that case. He didn't clean out the bag.
Dumbass. Unbelievable.
You know when you write your name on milk when you've got roommates to make sure they don't take your milk? Can we be sure he didn't have a roommate that was also a drug dealer?
Gary's weed.
Yeah. This is Best weed. Gary, you label your own weed. So we know who we're dealing to or whatever. Was it just weed? What else did he have?
I think it was just drugs.
Just drugs, okay.
Like with my roommates, I don't know if you guys ran into it. You know, in college you do a lot of drinking, and, you know, I would have a certain brand of beer that I would like. And then I'd come home, and my roommates would drink my beer, and it'd be replaced with, like, Milwaukee's Best,
you know?
Yeah, or, you know, it'd be like Keystone Light. And I'm like, man, I had really good beer. If you want to borrow one, replace it, but replace it with the same thing. You wonder, maybe this guy had an issue where, like, hey, this is some really good stuff I have here, and you're replacing my weed with some really inexpensive, crappy stuff. So he started writing his name on it.
See, I feel like
here we are.
I feel like the drugs are at a level where you can't just simply replace my drugs with your brand of drugs. I feel like, whoa.
I know what I have.
I feel like there's such. It's so defined now that, bro, you're not gonna fool me with your crappy ragweed that you just tried to he sells them, so I forgot what the word is, but this guy probably knows what his drugs smell, taste, and feel like. You just can't simply replace the drug, but writing your name on your drugs, it may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, maybe like a nickname that all your friends know that's your nickname, but not your legal name on your drug.
Because back in the day, you would always have that small-time pot dealer, and he would write what the sack was. A nickel, he would write a five. You're like, oh, this guy, that's all the weed he has. He just gave me some of his.
Yeah.
But now to write your name like this and then, I mean, what do you say if it's not yours? Sir, those seeds aren't mine. My weed doesn't have seeds. The weed I sell, it doesn't have seeds. This is obviously not mine.
I've been framed.
Yeah, it's below my standards.
My quality is clearly better than that. That's not even my handwriting. That's the excuse he uses to get out of it?
Yeah, you always go with the, it's not mine and that's not me.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's cheating, whether it's drugs, whatever. That's not mine and that wasn't me.
What would be the equivalent of, like Dennis Rodman once said when he got caught by Carmen Electra, this girl just fell out of the sky. I don't know where she came from. What's the equivalent when you kick off with drugs?
I don't know how this happened.
I don't know.
I don't know how my name got on it. I don't know.
I think it's hilarious when you're watching live PD, and it's like I start sweating for them whenever they say, all right, is there anything in the car I should be aware of? And they hesitate. They're like, not that I know of. Like, that's the last thing you want to say. Like, that's the last thing that you want to say.
Or they drop a, to be honest, like, what, you've been lying to me the whole
time?
Wait
a minute. It's your car, and you're not sure
what's in it?
And they said, but my cousin drives to work in it, and they always pull
sure
that.
Sure he does.
Like, come on, you think they haven't heard this? Every single time I get nervous, like, don't pull that line. You pulled it. You're going to the penitentiary.
It is. That's what we had the other day. It's always your cousin or your buddy that goes to the strip club. It's your cousin or your buddy that drives your car. It's always somebody else. We talked about that with the Ocean's Cabaret segment.
For all you fans of the Ocean's Cabaret going down to Galveston, we had a couple episodes back a couple weeks ago.
The one-legged stripper. Do you know about the one-legged stripper?
I don't know about the one-legged stripper, but I know about Ocean's Cabaret driving by. I was like, no one goes into the Dimitri's, which is the other one that's right next to it that I guess hasn't been open for a while now.
We heard that's a hangout, like where you go like drink and try and pick up the strippers
afterwards.
We got a wave of callers just bringing that up about the one-legged stripper, because there's a one-legged performer at that strip. Was, bless her heart, I don't know where she is now, legend. But a bunch of people start calling in. They say Dimitri's is the fallout spot. You wait there, and then you wait for the Eskimo strippers. Remember?
Yeah.
And I said, why are the Eskimo strippers? He said, because none of them had any teeth. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.